I'm Doug Jensen, attorney for Caltrans. This is Ardeen Zazaron, also an attorney for Caltrans. And behind me are our witnesses, Terry Davis, Sebastian Cohen, and David Melendrez. We'd like to begin this morning by acknowledging the vital role that both Caltrans and the water boards play for the state of California. Clean water and good roads are integral to a healthy economy and healthy environment. They are not incompatible goals. And there's no doubt that the best way to meet these goals and to serve the people of the state is by the cooperation and open communication of our state agencies. Early on in the Confusion Hill project, the communication between the water boards and Caltrans was not as good as it should have been. However, that communication improved over the course of the project. And at the end of the day, we had a successful build of an important transportation project without any harm to the beneficial uses. We have not come here today to contest every aspect of this complaint. As a matter of fact, we've accepted a number of the violations. However, we take serious issue with the manner in which this case was prosecuted. Time and again, when the prosecution team was faced with inconclusive evidence, rather than conducting a thorough investigation to fill in the missing information, they simply assumed the worst. We have a majority of the charges that are supported by things like a single inconclusive photograph or a single ambiguous quote, and we were presented with an ACL that is rife with duplicative charges. There are a lot of charges here, but there is very little evidence. The prosecution team has not met its burden of proof. It is necessary for them to prove every fact essential to each and every claim. They have failed to do that for the majority of the charges here. There is not enough time at the hearing today to go over every single one of these charges. So what we hope to do is to highlight some of the main problems. But we strongly encourage the board to read the very thorough briefing that was submitted in this case. In particular, we call the board's attention to Caltrans' defense matrix, which does provide a charge-by-charge evaluation. The prosecution team has grouped its charges in broad categories in the hopes to avoid close scrutiny. But close scrutiny is what the law calls for. We are confident that if you take a close look at the evidentiary support of each of these charges, that you will agree with us. The evidence is simply not there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sean Hungerford, and I'm representing MCM today. Let me introduce the other individuals who will be with me.
Sean?